Chapter 24. Large drops began falling, slow at first, sending up small puffs of dust as they struck the dry plain. A distant thunder rumble echoed from the high cliffs, followed by a far-off flash of lightning that illuminated the southeast horizon. Then the deluge fell in earnest. Saro stood upright, blowing water from her nose tip as she blinked at the sheeting curtains of heavy rain.
No beast can see us now. Let's head straight for the cliffs.
Joining paws, they jog-trotted toward the foothills, battered by the relentless downpour. Lightning ripped over the dark skies in blinding sheets, while thunder boomed and banged overhead. Dust turned quickly to mud, their paws squelched into it. Springall tightly gripped the paws of Fenner and Saro. The intensity of the storm was frightening. She had never been out in open country at such a time before. At Redwall, it had been relatively easy to run inside and shelter from the elements, but out here it was different. They gained the foothills, slipping and sliding up the wet grass. Bragoon shielded his eyes as he glanced upward.
Keep going. It ain't too far now. Yonder black hole at Horty Spot, it looks like it could be a cave of some sort. Let's make it up that far and shelter.
Horty's wet paws slapped down in the sludge and mud, wiping water from his eyes. He chanced a backward glimpse at his pursuers. Although the main body was still a respectable distance off, three fast runners had broken away and were coming doggedly onward, closing the distance considerably. The young hare bit his lip. The trio were armed with spears. If they got within throwing range, he would be finished. It was time for a change of plan. Still with stamina in reserve, Horty shot off to the right, back among the foothills, where he stood a chance of losing the Darat mob. Birug panted, squinching his eyes against the rain as he saw the hare change course and dart into the dunes. The high captain urged his rats on.
Catch him, or him Buffy Glug make butcher glug alter you.
Topping a rise, Horty spotted the barely discernible hole in the cliffside, far along to his right. He tripped and went rolling downhill. Spitting grit and coated with sand, he swiftly picked himself up and pounded onto the next dune, muttering to himself.
Ears up, old lad. Keep picking him up and putting him down, what? If only the young skin and blister could see our handsome brother now, a blinking, galloping sand beast.
A spear buried itself in the sand not far behind him. Birug appeared at the top of the hill that Horty had just come over. Two others trailed behind him. He seized a spear from one of them and flung it. The Darat leader's aim was bad. He watched the spear strike the hillside flat and slide back down. Birug rested a moment on all fours, fatigued. Horty gained the next hilltop and turned. Holding a paw to his nose, he wiggled it and called out cheekily,
"Blooming old flesh scoffer! Go and boil your own head and eat it! What?"
Stung by the hare's jibe, Birug hauled himself upright and came after the hare with renewed energy. Horty scuttled off, chiding himself for his momentary foolishness.
Have to keep the old lip buttoned, what? Seems a jolly determined type of cove for a rat, full of the old vermin vinegar. Curse his caddish hide.
Afternoon passed, without the rain slackening its intensity. It was humid, without a trace of breeze. Rivulets gathered into swollen streams, racing down the cliffside in floods of umber-hued water. Bragoon was first to reach the black hole. His prediction had been correct. It was a cave, large, dark and deep. He helped Springald and Fenner enter first, while Sarabando brought up the rear. Once inside, all four flopped down exhausted.